Roger Stone found guilty of all 7 charges brought by Mueller probe. By Ezra Dooley's on November 15, 2019. Longtime political operative Roger Stone has been found guilty on all 7 counts of his indictment brought by Robert Mueller's special counsel investigation. Charges including false statements to Congress, obstruction of justice, and witness tampering, all related to statements about his efforts to contact WikiLeaks. Prosecutors say Stone lied to Congress about his conversations about WikiLeaks with New York radio host Randy Credico and conservative writer Jerome Corsi. He was ultimately convicted on 5 counts of false statements. He is also accused of trying to intimidate Credico and threatening to take his dog. Stone has denied wrongdoing and consistently criticized the case against him as politically motivated. He did not take the stand during the trial and his lawyers did not call any witnesses in his defense. Scheduling was sentenced for February 6. Stone, 67, could face up to 20 years in prison. Steve Bannon, who served as the campaign's chief executive, testified during the trial that Stone had boasted about his ties to WikiLeaks and its founder Julian Assange, alerting them to pending new batches of damaging emails. Campaign officials saw Stone as the access point to WikiLeaks, he said. Throughout the trial, prosecutors used Stone's own text messages and emails, some of which appeared to contradict his congressional testimony, to lay out their case that he lied to Congress and threatened a witness. Stone did not testify, and his lawyers called no witnesses in his defense. On Tuesday, a top former Trump campaign official, Rick Gates, who was a key cooperator in the Mueller probe, testified that Stone tried to contact Jared Kushner, Trump's son-in-law, to debrief him about developments on the hacked emails. Prosecutors alleged Stone lied to Congress about his conversations about WikiLeaks with New York radio host and comedian Randy Credico, who scored an interview with WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange in 2016, when he was avoiding prosecution by sheltering in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, and conservative writer and conspiracy theorist Jerome Corsi. During the 2016 campaign, Stone had mentioned in interviews and public appearances that he was in contact with Assange through a trusted intermediary and hinted at inside knowledge of WikiLeaks plans. But he started pressing Credico to broker a contact, and Credico testified that he told Stone to work through his own intermediary. Earlier testimony revealed that Stone, while appearing before the House Intelligence Committee, named Credico as his intermediary to Assange and pressured Credico not to contradict him. Prosecutors said Stone had also threatened Credico's therapy dog, Bianca, saying he was going to take that dog away from you. The Associated Press contributed to this report.